Hello, this is Ron Holohan from PM411.org, and you are listening to the Project Management Podcast with Cornelius Fischner.
This is the Project Management Podcast. We bring project management topics to beginners and experts. Find us on the web at www.thepmpodcast.com or send your emails to pmpodcast at gmail.com. Hello and welcome to episode number 89. I am Cornelius Fichtner. This is the Project Management Podcast for the 23rd of February 2008. Nice to have you with us. The business environment is changing quite dramatically and also quite rapidly. I guess you noticed yourself. We project managers are facing new challenges like globalization, more complex projects, or simply shorter project schedules. Often, this is a result of a changing global marketplace, which changes our company, which in turn then again changes the way we have to run our projects. Stefan Hagen is the managing director of Startup Euregio, a full-service provider for project and process management. And he has taken the traditional organizational approaches and theories and combined them with the business process management and the processes needed to run enterprise-wide projects. The result is the IPPM organization. We discuss this model and how it supports projects in large companies. But before we get into this interview, I have two quick announcements and one piece of news for you. We are still doing our leap year contest. That is the first announcement. On February 29th, we will be giving away two free licenses of the Project Management Prepcast. And you probably know that the Prepcast is our sister podcast where we help you pass the PMP exam. The first license goes to all those among you who are subscribers to our premium feed. So everyone who is subscribed on February the 29th will automatically be able to win one license. And the second license goes to those who are registered users of the PM Podcast website. All you have to do is surf over to thepmpodcast.com, register a username, and you can win. And with a username, you can then also post comments on our episodes. So much for this contest. But we also have to announce two winners. And the winners are for our Mind Manager Pro giveaway. And their names are June Labao from the Philippines and Scott Stammy. I'm not quite sure where Scott is from. Anyway, both of these lucky people each won a $350 worth license of the Mind Manager Pro 7 software. Congratulations. Today's podcast is sponsored by Genius Inside, an award-winning provider of collaborative project management software since 1996. Genius Inside solutions are easily and extraordinarily customizable and support all the key components of successful portfolio project management, from planning and tracking to detailed reporting and risk assessment. For more information, please visit geniusinside.com. And from the homepage, click on the Product Tour button to get a complete overview of this extremely comprehensive PPM solution. Just one quick piece of news for you today that I found on Fox Business News, and it's titled Project Management Scholarship Fund Established. Let me read this to you. Students pursuing a university-level degree in project management or a related field will be eligible for scholarships through the newly established Dr. Harold Kersner Scholarship Fund. And this scholarship fund is, of course, with the PMI, the Project Management Institute. And here is a quote from Gregory Balestrero, the CEO of the PMI. Sponsorship of scholarship for students studying project management is one of the best investments an organization can make. through the Harold Kirzner Scholarship Fund. IIL, that is the International Institute of Learning, by the way, has donated $1 million to further this initiative, and we are very thankful for their generosity. And it continues here. Beginning in September 2008, the Dr. Harold Kirzner Scholarship Fund, sponsored by the IIL, will provide four $7,500 scholarships annually to deserving college students. So if you feel that you are or you know a deserving college student, then why not apply for one of these four scholarships? They are, of course, on the PMI.org website, but as so many things on the PMI website, they're almost impossible to find. So simply surf over to the PMPodcast.com and look for the helpful resources link at the bottom of today's episode, which, by the way, is episode 89. And now let's head right into our main topic, the discussion on the IPPM organization with Stefan Hagen. Stefan Hagen started out his career in the textile business in Austria and the UK. Then he found his love for management consultancy and he joined Polke Hagen & Partner, a managing consulting company. He has been with startup Euregio Management Limited since 2001, and since 2002 he is also a freelancing instructor at the Fachhochschule Vorarlberg. By the way, Stefan did provide us with a PowerPoint presentation about the IPPM model, and if you have the opportunity, take a look at it while you listen. It will help your understanding. If you are subscribed to the podcast via our normal feed, it will automatically have downloaded to your iTunes or other podcatcher software, and if not, you can get it from the website in episode 89. So without further ado, here is the interview with Stefan Hagen.
The Project Management Podcast's feature interview.
Today with Stefan Hagen, management consultant for process and project management.
Hallo Stefan und herzlich willkommen beim Projektmanagement Podcast.
Hallo Cornelius, freut mich hier zu sein.
Yeah, today we want to talk about the IPPM, which is the Integrated Process and Project Management Organization, which is a model that you have devised. So why don't you start out by giving our listeners an overview of this model?
Yeah, we'd like to do that. Well, it's clear that the business environment is changing quite dramatically and rapidly. So we are facing new challenges like the whole globalization, the trend that the problems are becoming more and more complex, and the time we have to solve these problems is decreasing at the same time. As a matter of fact, the way we organize our businesses has to cope with this change and has to be aligned to the change. And that's the origin of the IPPM model. So what we try to do was to combine traditional organizational approaches and theories, which is mainly the functional way of organizing businesses, with the management discipline of business process management, and as well with the way of doing enterprise-wide project management. So the IPPM model is, you could say, a model which is matrix reinvented, how I recently read. So it's kind of a matrix organization which combines a functional view of an organization with a horizontal view.
And would you say that that is also the big differentiator between a traditional business model and the IPPM?
Yeah, I think, because you could say that in business life you often find companies which are organized very traditionally, so they have several departments and all the information flow and the view of the whole company is very much based on the vertical view. Then there are companies who try to improve the way they do process management. So they very much focus on processes and as well as on projects. And the IPPM model is an approach to get an integrated management system. So there are several of organizational approaches in the back of the IPPM model. And one of these approaches is, for example, the integrated management approach of a Swiss university near here, of the University of St. Gallen, for example. And they have very, very good approaches how you can integrate the different disciplines in a business. And that's more or less the core and the heart of the IPPM philosophy. So you try to really integrate different disciplines and different paradigms.
So the IPPM is mostly an organizational model, whereas the listeners of the Project Management Podcast are, of course, project manager. That's why I have to ask you this. Would you say that project management gets a stronger focus in the IPPM model than it does in a traditionally organized business?
Yeah, definitely. The IPPM model tries to balance the vertical and the horizontal view. Let me explain it with a picture. Maybe I'm a fan of strong pictures or of pictures, and I think maybe a picture could explain it better. I'm quite sure that still most of the companies we have out there are organized quite similar to a castle, or they are built like a castle. So they have quite strong and thick walls, and they are constructed and structured for stable environments. And the consequence is that these organizations are very hard to change, or it's very hard to change direction within these companies. What a modern organization should look like is more the picture of a camp of tents, or a tent camp. So you can also find some pictures in the presentation, which is attached to the interview. And what I mean with that is that companies more and more have to try to organize smaller units, which are much more flexible, much more dynamic, and also innovative than they used to organize their companies years ago. That's quite similar to building tents, and then if you see that you need or the tent would be the project, for example, and then you're much more flexible and can change your organization with much more speed. And that's what it's all about. We have to get organizational structures which are much more adaptive than the traditional ways we organized companies.
This is an excellent segue over into my next question, because this tent model shows clearly that, you know, you got to put up a tent, you got to take down a tent, new tents have to be built in your company, and that will of course lead to conflict, that will lead to disagreements. And in IPPM, the way that I've seen it, I've read it, you put a strong focus on positive management of such disagreements and these conflicts. Can you talk a little bit about that conflict management within IPPM?
Well, one major conflict, and one conflict which is very, very obvious if you do project management, for example, is that you normally have project goals and a project scope you have to fulfill, and the line managers have their own functional goals, for example. And of course, these goals very often are not aligned. So as a project manager, you very often have the problem that you don't get enough resources from your functions, from the departments, for example, or you don't get the resources in time. We called it tension management in the IPPM model. So what you really have to try to get in a company is a new way of dealing with conflicts and disagreements. What does it mean in practical life? It means that, first of all, functional or line managers have the same position in an organization that process and project managers have. So that means that if there are any conflicts, they deal with the conflicts on the same level and on the same hierarchical level, you could say. This is more or less a new way of dealing with conflicts, and you can overcome conflicts, as you can also see in the presentation, through cooperation, that you work together, or you can also walk through the conflict and one side will win the conflict. So there will be a top management decision, for example, which could say the project goals are are the major focus at the moment, or on the other hand, maybe the functional or some other goals are dominant.
What I find most impressive about the IPPM model is the simplicity of the model when you show it in a graphical overview. Yeah. And for those of you listeners who are following along in the presentation, you should now go to the slide 13 of the PDF presentation, because that's where you get the overview of it. And what we have is we have several levels here of the processes, the projects that are running, the functional managers, and how the support processes work into this. It's very clear and very simple, and it sort of supports what you have just told us. And I'd appreciate it if you could maybe give us an overview of this. I know it's difficult to talk about a graphic on a radio program, but give it your best shot and try to explain to us how all these various components work together in the IPPM model.
Well, first of all, on the slide you can see these yellow symbols, and the yellow symbols, this is the value driver level. So in a company, you definitely need to have people who have the management and the leadership function. And what is new in the model is that you don't only have functional managers, you also have process and project managers, and you also have a general management. And these management functions can be vertically aligned or vertically focused, or they are horizontally focused. So the consequence is that you have career paths for horizontal managers or cross-functional managers, as well as for functional managers. That's the one level. So the one very important level is the value driver level. And then the whole value creation you do in a company can be seen as a horizontal process. So as an input, you have customer requirements, for example, and the output would be customer success. It's as in every company, you try to solve your customers' problems as well as you can. And to solve this, you have two major possibilities. You can do processes. Processes are routine, or in processes you do routine work, or you have programs and projects to solve your customers' problems. These elements, so the value driver level and the value creation level, builds the major core of the organization. And at the bottom, you can see support processes, and support processes can be done within the company or externally. So anything that is just a support for the value creation can also be outsourced. For example, Jack Welch, the former CEO of General Electric, had the philosophy that you should only do things within your company which are within your core competencies, and you should try to give everything else to specialists, which or all the things which are not your core business, you should try to give to external specialists, for example.
Yes, I have to say, when I first saw this model, I didn't realize, you know, the effect that it has on us project managers. Because I thought, well, this looks like any normal other model that I've seen on how to build an organization. But the fact that you put the project managers on the same level as the functional managers, and that you included a new function to me, which is the process managers, makes it completely different. Because the processes go from beginning to the end are managed by a process manager, and they go across all the functional areas. And it's the same thing with the projects. The projects begin with the customer and end with customer success. They're managed by the project manager, and they go across all the functional areas. Of course, that will inevitably, and you did that, you saw that quite right, that will inevitably lead to conflict, to tension between the process and project managers on the horizontal and the functional managers on the vertical, who have to work together and ensure that the business processes are managed properly and the projects are managed properly. I must say, I really like this model. To me, as a project manager, it does a lot. It does a lot.
Maybe it was a bit theoretical what I said before, because what I think the IPPM model is really good at is to draw a picture. And it's very, very important that, for example, if you try to improve your enterprise project management, it's very, very crucial that especially top management has a new picture of the organization. And as we all know, and I'm very sure of that, the picture of organizations we still have is very, very much dominated by the vertical view. So we all have the picture in our heads of traditional organizational charts, for example. And these organizational charts mainly have some functions on it, and you can see who reports to whom, for example. And this IPPM picture is not completely different, but it is definitely different, because it also comprises the business processes as well as the projects. And you have what I think is kind of a missing link within project management or lots of organizational project management approaches, is to see enterprise project management in the context of the whole company. So what we try to do is to see project management in the context of business process management, which is a very, very important concept in business life. The whole large companies such as SAP and others, who built large ERP tools, are based on the philosophy of you could say hammer and champy, business reengineering, and then moving to business process management. So obviously what is very, very important for today's companies is to have aligned processes, and processes which run very smoothly, you could say. Mm-hmm. And there is not a strict line between business process management and project management. For example, if you do product development projects, for example, you will have something like a stage gate model, for example. So you will have a project process where you define which are the stages within our product development process and which are the gates, for example. And you will define the methodology and the process in detail. But you could also say that this stage gate model you have for doing product development processes is kind of a core process of your company. So I have customers who have defined the innovation process or the product development process as a core or business process. And there you can see that there is no strict border, or you can't draw a strict line between process management and project management. The opposite is right, that there are lots and lots of synergies and lots of different ways of doing business. The major difference is that you don't only think in functions and specialism or expert thinking, you also think in cross-functional flows and processes and projects. And that's, in my opinion, that's a really, really huge a step in the heads of most managers and people out there, which has to be taken, because it's really a new management paradigm, I think, and you have to really combine the vertical and the horizontal view, and then you can maximize business results.
How long would you say it takes to implement IPPM in a company? Because like you said, it's a paradigm shift. People have to really change their thinking around. This must take quite a long time.
Well, it depends. I mean, I think there is obviously not one single answer to this question.
Yes, that's true.
Well, it very much depends on the size of the company, obviously. So if you have a company which has thousands of employees, for example, it's a bigger deal to change it than if you have a small SME, for example. Mm-hmm. But I think that you should try to have the first positive results within, for example, half a year. And that's definitely possible. The bottleneck in the whole thing, as always, is management commitment. So you will find out in practical life that the hard thing is not the hard facts. So the hard facts is quite clear, and we have lots and lots of theory and really, really good management approaches from Tom Peters and Malik and Peter Drucker and Mintzberg, and we have excellent literature and models and approaches from really huge management thinkers and gurus, you could say. So we don't have, in practical life, we don't have a lack of theory or knowledge. We simply have a lack of implementation power. And this all starts at the commitment of the top management. So definitely the top management has to really understand what the consequences are if you change your organization towards an IPPM organization. Or it's not necessary that it's called IPPM. It's just necessary that you see that focusing on lines and focusing on operations and functions isn't the way that companies can survive on the long term. So you definitely have to focus much more on the horizontal view, and the horizontal view is processes, is programs, and is projects. And if a top manager or the CEO or the management board really understands what it means, then you have a very good basis for a good change management process within the company.
I think the only way that you can get top managers to buy into this is, well, the cost on the one side. You have to tell them how much it costs, and that's going to be different.
Yeah.
That's going to be different for every company. But the benefits. The benefits are pretty much going to be the same across the board, of no matter whether you're a small or a large company. Could you talk to us a little bit about the benefits from a company's point of view? What kind of benefits would I see if I implement IPPM, that the strategy, that the management paradigm shift in my company?
Well, the major benefit, as always, is to deliver better results in less time at less cost, you could say. So that's what you really aim at, and that's what you try to achieve. You could also use the term you try to achieve a high performance organization, or you try to achieve strategic and operational business excellence. So you really try to design and implement an organizational structure which is ready for the future, you could say. To give a more concrete answer, you have strategic benefits as well as operational benefits. So the strategic benefit would be that you form an organization which can much quicker react to external changes, for example. So that's a crucial and a very core thing of today and tomorrow's economy. So the time companies can react on external trends and other things, that will be really crucial for the success of the whole company. So it has very much to do with product development, with R&D, with innovation management, etc. And the operational benefits would be that you have clear processes which deliver results in shorter time, and you have better results, and you have, as I said before, results at lower costs at the end. That's what really should be the value of such a change management process.
Have you implemented IPPM for your customers?
Yes, of course. This IPPM picture is the basis for almost every consultancy project we are doing. So first of all, we talk about the way companies are organized. And almost every customer has clear departments and has functional managers. And almost in every company, project managers and process managers are not that important, or the positions are not that important in the company. And what we try to discuss with the customer is that we have to shift the process and program project managers to the same level as the functional managers. It doesn't mean that all of a sudden we shift the whole organization and all the functions disappear. It means that we have to try to get the balance between specialism, and the specialists have to be within the functions. The functions within a company are nothing or can be seen as knowledge and excellence centers, for example. You will have, for example, technicians who form a department which is specialized or which comprises the technological excellence of the company. And on the other hand, you will have process managers who coordinate and lead the whole process from the first customer contact or the sales process until the end of the whole life cycle with the customer, for example.
What are the biggest challenges for you when you implement IPPM with the customer?
Well, the biggest challenges are the soft facts, I would say. So the biggest challenge is to really convince top management that it's the right way to move into this direction. And the consequences can be quite radically, because you have new positions you form within the company. For example, you have like senior project managers who are responsible for your strategic innovation project, for example. And this is in most or in many companies a position which didn't exist yet. And as I said, the biggest challenge is the organizational as well as the individual learning process which lies behind. And that's more or less a soft fact within the whole thing. So the theory and the methodologies and the tools and the whole approaches which lie behind that are quite clear and are quite easy. But the hard thing is to really convince the people that this is the right way that companies have to be organized, and or they have to move into this direction, that processes and projects become much more important and much more dominant in the whole organizational structure.
And how do you implement it? Do you implement it as an all or nothing solution, or can you, you know, do it piecemeal, a little bit here, a little bit there, and slowly move towards the final IPPM structure?
It's almost never all or nothing. It's in every case, this model is just a model, it's just a picture you talk about, and then you define an individual and a tailor-made solution for each single customer. I can give you an example. One of my largest customers is a big company which has plants all over the world. And the way they implemented IPPM is that IPPM is like a template for the organizational structure of each plant out there. So if they build a plant in India, the structure of the plant is quite the same as if they build a plant in the USA or if they build a plant in wherever on the world. So the way how companies implement IPPM can be very differently. It's always tailor-made and it's always individual.
To finish it off, let's bring our discussion back from business management to project management. And let's finish off with this, because I'd like to know if you could explain to the listeners what the benefits are for us as project managers and for project management in general in the IPPM organization.
Well, the benefits are that IPPM is a way to really implement enterprise-wide project management on a holistic basis. So IPPM tries to really integrate project management in an existing culture. What you normally have is that you have very much functional organizations and functional structures, and IPPM is a possibility to implement project management much quicker. And the benefit for the project manager, of course, is that you could say the job as a project manager gets easier, because you have a professional process how you deal with all the tensions, with all the disagreements. That's maybe one of the major benefits for the project manager itself. You have a clear structure and a clear procedure how you you deal with these different conflicts, because you always have conflicts between the functional and the horizontal view. And in terms of classical organizational structures in project management, you try to build a balanced or a strong matrix or matrix organization. So that's what you really do when you implement the IPPM model. The whole job for the project manager will just become easier, because the whole framework and environment for doing projects and for delivering best project results will be more professional and will be easier.
All right. Thank you for your time today, Stefan.
Thank you very much.
And that was our interview with Stefan Hagen. That's it for today. Thank you very much for listening. As always, you can find us on the web at thepmpodcast.com. And if you are a project manager who wants to become PMP certified, you can visit pmprepcast.com. In this podcast, we teach you concepts, tools, and techniques that you need to know in order to pass the PMP exam. Please send your emails to pmpodcast@gmail.com, and when you write, please tell me where in the world you are writing from. And finally, we have this. The greater the project's technical complexity, the less you need a technician to manage it. Until next time. Sponsorship of scholarship. No, okay, this is... this is funky. Sponsorship of scholarships for students studying... Oh my God. Sponsorship of scholarship for students studying. Whew, let's try this again. Sponsors...